This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Calls grew Monday for an end to the financial secrecy that has allowed many of the world's richest and most powerful people to hide their fortunes and billions and riches and wealth from tax collectors. The outcry came after a report revealed the way that world leaders, billionaires, and others have used shell companies and offshore accounts to keep trillions of dollars out of government treasuries over the past quarter century. It's limiting the resources for helping the poor or combating climate change. The report by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists brought promises of tax reform and demands for resignations and investigations, as well as explanations and denials from those who were targeted. The Taliban has doubled down on their hardline trajectory on Monday in a third round of Afghanistan government appointments that encompassed a host of men named to deputy positions. That's according to a spokesperson. None of the 38 new appointments included women. They were comprised of members drawn entirely from the Taliban with little representation of minority groups. Also included were postings to humanitarian organizations. The appointments are the latest indication the Taliban government has no intention of heeding conditions from the international community that formal recognition of their rule would depend on their treatment of women as well as minority groups. Again, the Taliban now went through a third round of appointments that encompassed a host of men named to deputy positions, but no women. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. According to a new poll confirming support across political divides for former military translators and others struggling to escape Taliban rule, most people in the United States want to see Afghans who worked with Americans in the Afghanistan war offered refuge in the United States. A survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds 72% of Americans favoring the granted refugee status to people who worked with the U.S. or Afghan governments during the war if they passed security checks. The poll findings bear out what aid workers and others are seeing on the ground. Many Americans consider it a duty to protect their Afghan allies after a nearly 20-year war. Officials investigating one of California's largest oil spills are looking into whether a ship's anchor may have struck a pipeline on the ocean floor, causing a major leak of crude into coastal waters and fouling beaches, according to authorities. The head of the company that operates the pipeline said divers have examined more than 8,000 feet of pipe and are focusing on one area of significant interest. An anchor striking the pipeline is one of the distinct possibilities behind the leak. That's according to Amplify Energy CEO Martin Wilshire during a news conference. The Biden administration is now reversing a ban on abortion referrals by federally funded family planning clinics. Monday's action by the Department of Health and Human Services lifts a Trump-era restriction as political and legal battles over abortion grow sharper from Texas to the U.S. Supreme Court. Groups representing the clinic say they hope the rule reversal leads to the return of some 1,300 service providers that left the program to protest the Trump administration's policy. HHS has estimated that the upheaval led to as many as 180,000 unintended pregnancies. The clinics provide birth control and basic health care, mainly to low-income women. The European Union's drug regulator gave its backing Monday to administering booster shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for people 18 and older. The European Medicines Agency said the booster doses may be considered at least 6 months after the second dose for people age 18 and older. The agency's Human Medicines Committee issued the recommendation after studying data for the Pfizer vaccine that showed a rise in antibody levels following boosters given around 6 months after the second dose in people from 18 to 55 years old. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.